Even in literature, there's been very few people in the arts that have been able to like handle success very well. I think that I've become successful 3 or 4 or 5 times in my life, and it seems like right now I can just feel another current blowing again. Most of the people that were my contemporaries and colleagues during that time are dead. I think that if success comes to you at a mature age, you're better off than if success comes to you when you're a child. I grew up in a country when I was born, we had 350 years of war already. Music is in the fabric of our whole struggle, and it brings us right up to like the liberation struggle, and it is like the real foundation on which like our struggle stand has always been music. Our 10th anniversary this year is being celebrated by the whole world, and I've never heard of any country that had that kind of fortune, because our struggle was fought by the whole world. My father went to every funeral every weekend, but he wrote me every week. So this week we buried so and so and so and so. Some people, of course, for natural causes, but most people, the government was killing. When you take land away, you also take away the people's culture, the people's self-esteem, the people's pride, and of course you impoverish them. So people who are treated violently and don't have a way to like react to that against the people who are, they do it among themselves. They challenge the nation. They said, you cannot be like other people who are oppressed before. You can't turn around and oppress, you know. Free your oppressors. Build this country, because it's a beautiful country. It's a breathtaking country. South Africa is not the challenge anymore for us, it's Africa. The lifestyle of the people traditionally was almost destroyed. I think the biggest challenge for us is to recapture our cultural turf. What is needed in Africa is a traveling circus of tolerance in the form of music that will help to remove one of the things that colonialism really planted in Africa very badly, xenophobia. When I wanted to leave, he said to me, Hugh, you know, they're going to kill you in South Africa. With your mouth, they're going to kill you. In South Africa, you avoided only the police, mostly. But here, you didn't know who was going to lynch you. And he's saying, help me to help us all to heal Africa. Because if we can heal Africa, then we can heal the world. South Africa is not free unless the Africa is free and the world is free. Belonging to the human species, Paula and Bill, is very, very difficult. And to try and be a good person, because if you look at the history of the human species, we have treated each other terribly. There are days when I'm ashamed to be part of the species. You know, somebody sometimes calls me a dog. I said, thank you. I don't think that there's ever been a meaningful artist in the world who didn't have to challenge the establishment. To me, Graceland will always stand as like the hallmark or like the highest milestone of how music really affected the world. I just salute them as a people, especially those who lost their lives, those who were maimed, those who lost their families, that they are an amazing, amazing people.